flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Max Crosby. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code STYLE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code STYLE. Enjoy.
On the other side of the ball, he's in the mid-20s when it comes to millions per season that he's paid. You guys wrote a story for NFL.com. There's going to be a shift in the pass rusher market. You talked about his future being up in the air. I agree with that. Max Crosby, you would wonder if he doesn't get a new deal from the Raiders. After seeing some of the deals that these other pass rushers are going to get, could he then push for a trade? There hasn't been a trade request at this point, but you have to wonder if he thinks he's going to be a cornerstone part of this franchise or maybe a trade chip for them. We'll see how that all plays out.
That was courtesy of the NFL Network talking about future Packer Max Crosby. Welcome back to the Pack-A-Day Radio Show. Reminder that the Mason Crosby Show, from Max Crosby to Mason Crosby, with Mitch Nellis, is coming up next 9 to 11 right here on The Fan. Greg Bedard, who who I once drunkenly asked who was going to be the emergency quarterback at a tweet up probably like, I don't know, a decade and a half ago. He's coming up at 10 a.m. today, so make sure to check out that as well. Also, coming up March 1st is an event that you will surely want to attend. Mason and his wife, Molly Crosby, who is a cancer survivor, will be awarded the prestigious Award of Excellence from the Vince Lombardi Cancer Foundation. If you'd like to be a part of that black tie event, simply go to LombardiFoundation.org. Make sure to check that out. Right now, I'm being joined by my good friend, Dara Carriger, PackerReport.com. You can find him on Twitter at Dara Carriger. That's D-A-I-R-E-C-A-R-R-A-G-H-E-R. Yeah, I got that right. Dara, how the heck are you doing, my friend?
I'm great, Andy. Thanks for having me on. Just catching up with some jet lag sleep from a long trip home from the States. So yeah, it's been fun.
That's what I wanted to start off with. Now, did you go to the Super Bowl itself or just sort of the events around the Super Bowl, Radio Row, etc.?
I got to go to the game itself, so I got the full shebang, as they say. I got a full week in New Orleans, capped off with a not so thrilling ending with a bit of a blowout non-game in the Superdome.
Fair enough. Let me start there. How was being at a Super Bowl? What was your impression? I know the game, like you said, maybe wasn't day one a perfect game, but still, you were at a Super Bowl.
Yeah, it's definitely something that you can't take for granted when you are there. I mean, it has the stigma of being pretty corporate-y and not that loud, and you can definitely see that. I mean, the halftime show, like, I'm a huge Kendrick Lamar fan. The halftime show was pretty silent. So, you know, it's a weird kind of different vibe to your regular standard NFL game, but, I mean, still lots of fun. And New Orleans as a whole, what a city.
It is an incredible city. You obviously had the opportunity to attend Radio Row as well, and I know you were making the rounds and getting to, you know, talk to Cheesehead TV, a variety of other people. How was your experience on Radio Row, and what were some of your big takeaways from that?
Yeah, it's always a blast on Radio Row. I mean, it was actually a pretty busy week for the Packers. So, like, we got to talk about Sterling Sharp in the Hall of Fame. We got Josh Jacobs making some pretty controversial comments. Obviously, we got the Dublin game announced and the potential of that being the Packers. We got even, I know it's not completely related, but Chris Middleton got traded in the middle of all that. So, there was plenty of, no shortage of talking points. And so, I'm just really grateful to the NFL, to Pro Football Ireland, all those lads for bringing me along with them.
We're being joined by Dara Carriger of PackerReport.com. Dara, are you a Bucks fan as well, NBA fan, or just happened to be that Chris Middleton got traded at that time?
I am the most part-time of part-time Bucks fans, Andy. I'm just about to start tuning in to their games from now until the end of the season. Look, I love Giannis. I've always been a Bucks fan as long as I've been a Packers fan. They kind of go hand in hand. But yeah, if you want to ask me about some random second-string shooting guards minutes this season, I can't help you there. I'm sorry.
Well, unfortunately, we're going to be talking about AJ Green for the rest of this segment, so I hope you're ready with some AJ Greens. No, of course, we want to talk specifically Packers, but more importantly, I want to ask you about this game that's coming up in Ireland. There's been buzz, rumors, notes, news, etc. No official news, though, that the Packers may be playing in Ireland. We know the Steelers now are for sure playing in Ireland. That has been confirmed. Before we even get to the Packers aspect of it, your thoughts on a actual NFL game being played in Ireland?
Yeah, I've been pinching myself all week. It just doesn't feel real. I mean, there's so many elements of it that are so cool, but to me, the best one is just where it's being played, which is Croke Park. And this is our Lambeau. It's Ireland's Lambeau. It's home to many of the greatest days of my life, personally. It's a really historic stadium. Opened, I believe, 1884, which would make it older than any NFL stadium. 82,500 capacity. Like, this place is a real monster. And, you know, one of the coolest features, one of the end zone stands, and it sounds weird in my brain to call it an end zone stand now, but it's called a Hill 16. Hill 16 was built using the rubble of the 1916 Easter Rising, which was a war against British rule. Jeez. As the site of Bloody Sunday in 1920. I mean, you want to talk about history, that place is Ireland encapsulated. And I'm just so happy because we've had the college game come over, but we've played that in the Aviva, which is a little more of a corporate buttoned up kind of stadium with a newer place with less history. This place, I mean, this is where the Gaelic football, which is my livelihood, was founded. I get emotional every time I just think of being able to showcase Croke Park to an American audience and an audience all around the world.
I have goosebumps just hearing you talk about it. That sounds absolutely amazing. I do, again, want to talk about the Packers aspect of this, but I want to ask you one other thing. There's, I think, a subset of fans, and I understand the sentiments completely, no judgment whatsoever, but I think there's a sentiment of from some fans that they don't want these international games, that they want games to be played here in the United States. It's, you know, some logistical and travel issues. It can be sometimes a detriment to the team that has to travel overseas. We saw a couple years ago when Green Bay went to London, where maybe the, you know, a little bit of just the, whether it's jet lag or whatever you want to call it, you know, coming back, they went on a big losing streak after that game. You know, for you internationally, you know, being able to see again a game in Ireland, in your home country, and we saw it in Brazil as well. We've seen it all over the world now in these international games. What does it mean to the international fan that these games are taking place?
Look, Andy, I get it more than anybody. I can absolutely see why US fans don't like these their teams being asked to play here. Listen, if my local team, Armagh, my local football team, they were asked to go play in America, I'd be complaining too. I mean, it's a pretty big ask for these teams to have to travel these distances and disrupt their regular schedules so much. The way I look at it is, I think they're pushing the boat maybe slightly too far. I think we've got 6 Europe games this year. Maybe they don't need that many. I mean, 3 or 4 was good. But look, I get the value in pushing the sport to new boundaries, and it is only going to grow from here. I mean, we got the Australia game announced. That kind of is the ceiling as to how difficult an NFL game can be logistically. So expect to see Japan, China, Indonesia, all these different places come into play in years to come. France is, of course, going to get one. I think Poland is a candidate too for coming years. So, listen, I get why fans don't like it. You kind of just have to, when you're in the stadiums, it becomes real. Like, I was fortunate enough to go to Brazil earlier this year, and you do see the buzz. You do see how much it means to these fans to just get a singular game, one game. And, like, the likelihood is Ireland's only going to get one game for maybe 5 or 10 years. Like, this isn't going to become an annual event.
Sure.
So I think it's worth the, you know, it's worth having a one-off just to see what it means to these people in these places.
Joined by Dara Carger of PackerReport.com. You can find him on Twitter at Dara Carger. Dara, the big one here now, of course, from a Packers standpoint, is that there is a lot of rumblings that the Green Bay Packers may be playing that game against the Pittsburgh Steelers. What have you been hearing? And, of course, as a Packer fan, as somebody who covers the Packers and playing potentially in Ireland, what would that mean to you if it would take place?
Well, it would be my Super Bowl, so I'd be pretty busy. There's a lot of reports that it'll be the Packers. From my perspective, it seems to be what the league wants. It sure as hell isn't what the Packers want. We both know that. And I think there's a hidden underlying truth in this, that I don't think the Steelers want it to be Green Bay either. And that's not just because they know how well Green Bay fans will travel to a game at Heinz Field or whatever they call that stadium now, but the other factor of it is the Steelers kind of don't want to be one-upped when they travel to Ireland. It's their international rights property. They would like to play a slightly smaller market. You're thinking maybe Minnesota or Cleveland, and come over here and, you know, they have the lion's share of the support in the stadium. The reality is there's 3 teams on that schedule, Green Bay, New England, and Miami. And if any of those 3 come over, the Steelers kind of know they can't compete fans-wise in Green Bay, in Ireland, and in Europe in general. So we've seen the Packers support in London when they went to play the Giants, and it's going to be no different in Ireland. They're a huge brand here. They're a top-3 brand here. And, yeah, that's kind of a hidden truth. But listen, the Packers were dragged kicking and screaming to London. They were dragged kicking and screaming to Brazil. So I can't say it would surprise me, but as of right now, if I had to make a prediction, I'm going to say it won't be Green Bay in Ireland. That's just based off what I'm hearing, and I could be wrong.
Interesting. Well, hopefully you're wrong. Well, I guess it depends on how you want to look at it, right? Competitive advantages and things like that. You know, maybe it's better if they don't, but it would be a really cool matchup with Pittsburgh. And obviously for your sake, hope that you get to see Green Bay in Ireland. That would be a dream come true, I am sure. Let's talk a little bit about this current Packers team, because we saw Keyshawn Nixon yesterday go on social media, do some recruiting of Max Crosby, Devontae Adams. We heard on that little bit from NFL Network of how maybe there could come something up with Max Crosby where he does get traded. First of all, I love that Keyshawn Nixon and Josh Jacobs and these guys are out there doing some recruiting. How do you feel about that? And then just how aggressive do you expect Goody to be going after potentially players like this?
Oh, absolutely, on the Nixon front. I mean, listen, fair play to him. He could be away right now, living his best life, completely tuned out, enjoying his time off, disconnected entirely. But instead, he's here recruiting guys. He lives and breathes being a Packers player. Say what you want about how he's been performing on and off or on the field, but listen, off the field, this guy is just all for bringing big-time athletes to Green Bay, which isn't always a desirable destination. So I got to say, credit to Nixon, credit to Josh Jacobs coming out and advocating for players. Nixon, he seems to be a fairly well-liked player in NFL circles. So, you know, hopefully, I think it makes more of a difference than people think it does, the advocating for players to come join you. You made a great point in your podcast earlier as well about this exact topic. But listen, we see it on the surface. I wouldn't be shocked if guys like Nixon are doing even more recruiting behind the scenes and the DMs and whatnot. So I'm all for it personally. And on the second part of your question on how aggressive I expect Goody to be, listen, I don't know, because it seems like he goes through bouts of being way more aggressive than I expect and then nowhere near as aggressive as I expect. Last season, probably the former. I still think he can land one major difference maker this offseason. I don't know who that's going to be, but yeah, you're talking edge rusher or receiver. I would probably prefer a difference maker at edge rusher right now.
Yeah, that's where I'm certainly at as well. And first of all, thank you for listening to the podcast. Appreciate that a ton. And just what, you know, Dara is referencing is I do think sometimes just getting people to the table in Green Bay, it's not always a place that, you know, players want to go. But if Josh Jacobs or Keyshawn Nixon or Xavier McKinney, especially Jacobs and McKinney, who just signed big free agent deals, who could have gone elsewhere, who didn't have to even think that Green Bay was an option after they signed big deals in Green Bay and were willing to go there. If they're reaching out and saying, hey, Green Bay is great and you should at least come check it out or at least have a conversation, sometimes I can just get Green Bay to the table where at least a free agent maybe will come and visit or they'll have the conversation with Goody and friends, and that can just get you that opportunity. And sometimes that's all you need, kind of like with Charles Woodson, who was very opposed to going to Green Bay. Green Bay finally was able to get the conversation mostly because they were the ones offering the most money, but I digress. It ended up working out, obviously, exceptionally. Woodson loved Green Bay, and the rest was sort of history. But again, we're being joined by Dara Carriger, PackerReport.com, on Twitter, at Dara Carriger. He's absolutely amazing. Make sure to follow him. You were at the Super Bowl. We talked about that. As you watched the Super Bowl and saw the Eagles dominate in the trenches, you mentioned Green Bay maybe going after a big-time pass rusher. Did seeing that Eagles team up close change your mindset of what Green Bay should be attacking this offseason? Was it always pass rush? Or what were some of your key takeaways from that Super Bowl and how Eagles really kind of handled their business throughout the postseason?
Yeah, it's tough. Like, I mean, the Packers gave them the best game of anyone this postseason. So in that respect, you're kind of coming away saying, hey, they're not as far off as we may have, you know, initially thought after that loss. But look, their pass rush showed up big time. What's interesting is, you know, they weren't exactly big time players. I mean, Josh Sweat was, for my money, was the best player on the field on Sunday. Patrick Mahomes for 3+ quarters simply didn't show up. His O-line didn't show up. His receivers didn't show up. But if you can have success rushing four like that, as Vic Fangio did, and you, on the other side of the ball, you've got KC rushing 5 and 6 at times and can't get home, that's always going to be the difference in every game you play. And yeah, fair play to the Eagles. I mean, it's a wonderful finish to the season they had. I'm not going to call them, you know, one of the best teams we've ever seen, but when you look at that resume of going and winning in a blowout, they pretty much blew out both of the last two teams they played.
Yep.
And to do that, that's something that we very, very rarely see in the NFL. So, yeah, as you say, it's all coming from the trenches. It's a great O-line paired with a great D-line, paired with some great play callers. And if you get a quarterback in Hurts, listen, it kind of goes to show that you can win with Love, even if Love doesn't take that next big leap into superstardom, even if he stays around the level that Jalen Hurts has played at this season, which is still pretty damn good. But like, that's, the Eagles have proved that if you can draft well and you get the right guys in the building, it's more than enough to go and win it.
Yeah, I think you're totally right. All right, a couple quick ones before we get you out of here. Let's have some fun. What's your dream Packers offseason? If you were to put your Brian Gutekunst hat on right now, what would you be attacking if you were the Packers?
I think I'm going to have to go sentimentally here, and I'm going to say they get back Devontae Adams. Okay. I know that sounds ridiculous, but it's a complete sentimental thing. Listen, Andy, just like you, we're analysts, but we're also fans. Devontae is one of my favorite players I've ever watched in Green Bay. I don't really mind if it doesn't work out. just to see him back wearing 17 again, that would just bring a tear to anyone's eye. To get him linking up with Jordan Love for the first time properly, that would be amazing. As far as the draft concerned, listen, I haven't done enough draft coverage yet to really feel like I can make a confident pick. I know the positions they want to get at. I know that like we're maybe going to hit on Jair at some point, but they definitely are going to need to go get an established corner. I would love to get a guy like Jahdae Barron in the first round if he is there for them. So, yeah, there's a whole host of ways Green Bay can go about this offseason. That's what makes it fun. We rarely have a dull offseason in Green Bay. So, yeah, I've no idea what's going to happen. But if I was to put on my dreaming cap and my wildest dreams, welcome back Devontae Adams and welcome to potentially another star edge rusher. I'm not sure if they can land Crosby with that GM in his first year, but
right.
Here's hoping.
Yeah, that would be incredible. The dream then, of course, is Devontae Adams in number 17 playing against the Steelers in Ireland. There's your dream offseason right there.
Yeah.
You make it all happen. Dara, you're the absolute best. Thank you so much for coming on. This is always amazing. Always love chatting with you. Tell us where we can find all of your incredible work and anything that you're working on currently.
Yeah, you can find me. I'll be posting more draft content in the coming weeks on at PackerReport.com. You can find me on Twitter at Dara Carraher. Just type in D-A-I-R-E. I'll probably come up. There isn't many Daras, thankfully. So, thanks so much, Andy, for having me. It's always a pleasure coming on here, and enjoy your day.
Absolutely. We'll definitely do it again soon, and hopefully when Green Bay does play in Ireland, we'll definitely have to chat some Packers-Steelers coming up when that happens. But thanks so much. We will definitely do it again very, very soon. When we come back, we're going to be going to those phone lines, so get the phone calls, text into the Nicolay Law Fan Talking text line, 414-677-1250. Variety of different topics you can touch base on. Should they have looked at Giannis for Luka? Do you want the Packers to play in Ireland? Hit us up, and we can definitely get to some of those in just a moment here. This is the Pack-A-Day Radio Show. Right now, that's what you're listening to, live on the 1250 AM and 105.7 FM, the Fan Studios, powered by the Potawatomi Sportsbook.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a sleeper.
Join our league of clean energy at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey, sports fans, it's Mason Crosby.
And Reese Crosby.
If you enjoy football, hootball,
be sure to check out Kicking It with the Crosbys. New episodes drop every Tuesday and Thursday.
Subscribe on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.